taking a look first at your news for today. After almost a year without a Lapeer District Library Director, a selection has now finally been made. The LDL Board hired a California-based company for $6,000 to help with the search for a new director. The board approved offering the library director job to Stephen Bannister, who is the current director of the Germantown Community Library in Memphis, Tennessee. A salary of $140,000 per year is being offered, with a proposed increase to $150,000 when Bannister completes Michigan's library staff certification process. In addition, Bannister was also offered $8,000 to relocate to Lapeer. The Lapeer District Library System consists of 7 branches serving the Lapeer area. Bannister has a master's degree in library science from Louisiana State University and a degree in business administration from Capella University of Minneapolis. He's also currently studying for a master's degree in business administration at Grand Canyon University, and if he accepts the offer, he's expected to begin his new job on Monday, February the 23rd, with a contract through May the 1st of 2029. And another news for today. At about 3:30 p.m. on Friday, February the 6th, Sanilac County Central Dispatch was contacted regarding a Sandusky school bus that slid off the road and overturned on Freeburger Road, just north of West Sanilac Road in Moore Township. Deputies, along with the Sandusky Police Department, the Moore Township Fire Department, and Sanilac EMS all responded to the scene. Due to winter weather conditions and a soft shoulder near the ditch, the bus had slid into the west side ditch before coming to rest on its side. The bus was occupied by 28 students and the driver at the time of the incident. Sanilac EMS evaluated all occupants at the scene, and no injuries were found to have been necessary for any hospital visits. First responders would like to thank a resident in the 100 block of Freeburger Road who opened their garage to provide shelter for the students until another Sandusky Community School bus arrived to transport them safely. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Your child is sick. And with those 4 words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us 4 other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Healing begins with happiness. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation provides programs to hospitalized kids to deliver happiness when it matters most. Learn more at starlight.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for today. The Mayville School District plans to have a ballot issue put on the May 5th election ballot. During the 2025 election, Mayville School District's ballot proposal for standard funding was rejected by voters. And because of that, the school district is now going back to voters once again. With the coming election, township clerks in the school district's area are accepting applications for election inspectors, as County Clerk Jody Fetting will be doing at least 2 rounds of election inspector training because there will be 3 elections this year. The target dates to submit information for a ballot issue for the election is February 10th, May the 12th, and August the 14th, before 4 p.m. on each of those 3 days. Because meeting election deadlines is important, Fetting strongly suggests having a generator on hand in case of loss of power during voting and the ballot counting process. And in other news for today, the Dayton Township Board of Trustees approved some money matters during this month's meeting. Approval was given for all of the pay for positions to be increased up to $15 per hour and wages increased by $2,500 per year for the treasurer and the clerk. Also, the pay for trustees was increased by $25 more per meeting. The board also learned that the state cut revenue sharing by 1.2%, which means a loss of about $2,673 for the coming year. During the meeting, Kingston Fire Department Chief Albert Pearsall presented a 3-year contract renewal summary as well. He explained the 2% increase costs will be used to cover operational costs without any extra fees. He also noted that some of the equipment is newer and costs have drastically increased on everything, especially jackets and pants, and the department recently qualified as being able to do some ice rescues, as well as the training that is being planned for that. The Kingston Fire Chief suggested board members do a tour of the fire hall to better understand their operations, and discussion on the issue was cut short when Pearsall's pager went off regarding a fire call. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. Taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Monday, February the 9th of 2026. Matilda Kathleen Bukowski Parteka, age 102, of Bad Axe, passed away on February the 6th of 2026. Funeral mass for Matilda Kathleen Bukowski Parteka will be on Tuesday, February the 10th at 11:30 a.m. at the St. Joseph Church of Rapson of the St. Hubert Parish. Visitation on Tuesday will be at the church beginning at 9:30 a.m. until the time of service at 11:30 a.m. Burial will take place at a later date. Memorials may be given to the donor's choice, and arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared online at ramseyfh.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.